Good morning, Alexandra and Dry. Vicky speaking. How can I help?
Good morning. I'm the older daughter of a gentleman who passed away on 1st August, and I, out of the country, I got an email from the council that he had an unattended funeral, which my sister and brother-in-law paid, and you are keeping the ashes.
Okay, and what was the name, please?
Krishnaswamy Venkataramanan.
Okay, yep.
And have Viju and Steve asked you to do anything with the ashes?
Let me just check. I won't keep you a moment. One moment, please.
Yeah.
Hello, sorry. Can I ask how you're spelling the surname, please?
Venkataramanan, born 18th of January 1934. I'm the older daughter.
I'm just trying to see if I can see anything on our system.
Mr. and Mrs. Wortley have apparently asked you to do an unattended funeral with Basingstoke Crematorium on the 8th of August.
8th of August, what year, sorry, did you say it was?
He was born 1934. I mean, his funeral was on the 8th of August with you. You took him to Basingstoke Crematorium early in the morning. He had an unattended funeral. He's my father.
No, that's fine. It's not a problem. I'm just trying to find the information to see what we've got in regards to the ashes. Let me have a look. Here we go. It was on the 8th at 8:20. Okay, I'm just going to check if they're here. I won't keep you a second, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello there.
Yeah.
Hello. The ashes have been collected from us.
By Viju.
So we don't have them here.
Viju and Steve.
Sorry.
By Viju and Steve.
Yes. Viju was the who came in and collected them. Yes.
Viju collected them. Viju actually did.
Yes.
And is it normal to have an unattended funeral? Is that how common is it?
It depends on the family's wishes. It is becoming quite common that families of loved ones do request an unattended. Yes, it is becoming more common. Yes.
Is it cheaper than family attended rituals? Is it cheaper?
Of course, it's not. The cost is less than what would normally be an attended funeral. Yes, that would be the case. But some it's not always on cost that obviously families or loved ones request the service. But yes, the cost is less than what it would be for an attended funeral.
And did he leave any last wishes, KB? Was he unconscious at Basingstoke until he died? I mean, he was in the hospital for several days, moved from the nursing home before he died. So did he say anything? Did he leave any last wishes?
That I'm not aware of, I'm afraid. We wouldn't have that information. That would be with the family. That information's not come to us that I'm aware of.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.